Time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, discussing a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? We'll take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And actually, just an aside, just got a text message from Ed McEnroe, tournament director for the Honda Classic. And our game this morning, believe it or not, Pat, is still on. We have a 10:36 tee time at The Hague. And Ed McEnroe's text said simply, PGA is open. We tee off at 10:36.
And we'll get up there and see, Russ.
We'll check it out. I'm up for it. If they're the open and letting us play, I'm up for it. But it's hard to believe considering all the rain.
Very, very gloomy out
we've
there.
Gotten. But
okay,
hey, we'll head up there after the show. All right, topic number one for you, as is always the case. And some huge news coming down from the PGA Tour this week. Just 4 months after his second heart transplant of his life, Miami native Eric Compton was granted his request to use a cart during qualifying school to earn his PGA Tour card. Compton, 28, will play at the first stage of qualifying school October 21st through the 24th at Crandon Golf down in Key Biscayne, Florida. He's a former number one junior golfer, and he won on the Canadian and Hooters tours and also played on the Nationwide Tour in years past. He has also been granted, so not only was he granted a waiver to use a golf cart, he was also granted a waiver to use a beta blocker, which is one of the PGA Tour's listed banned substances because he needs it as part of his medication protocol. Pat, about a decade after the debacle that was the Casey Martin trials with the PGA Tour, and perhaps the PGA Tour learned their lesson from that debacle, good decision, bad decision regarding Eric Compton?
Well, Peter Bernhardt and myself got into this a couple weeks ago when you weren't here, Russ. I kind of threw it out like as an aside. Peter really was vociferously against allowing a golf cart in this situation or any other. He's of the opinion that walking is an integral part to the game of golf, and being in good physical condition helps you mentally, especially down the stretch. You know, if you're in better physical shape than another guy, you're going to be able to think clearly and all that. I don't disagree with any of that. And as a conservative traditionalist like myself, I find myself almost unbelieving my opinion on this, and that's kind of like I'm glad he got it. If you're like Casey Martin and you've got a debilitating leg injury that you're not going to be able to walk very, you know, for much longer, or in this case Eric Compton, the guy that's had a second heart transplant,
right?
It's almost cruel and unusual to try to deny a guy like that an opportunity to play golf. So you have to distinguish: are you in the camp that believes that the golf cart is such an advantage, and forget, I didn't even know about the beta blocker thing. That's almost a different issue, but let's just stick with the golf cart. That the golf cart is such a distinct advantage to have it, that it will affect your game in the positive, especially down the stretch over a guy that's walking. I understand that argument, but in this case, I just think it's so few and far between a people we're talking about granting this quote-unquote exemption to. This is the second guy in basically, like you said, 10 years, that I still think golf comes down to thinking, controlling your nerves, and making shots count when they need to. And in a way that does incorporate physical fitness, but in another way, I've walked and I've ridden in golf carts, and I've had good rounds when I'm riding in a cart, and I've had good rounds when I'm walking. So I don't know what the distinction is there and if you can really quantify it. And because of that, I'd say in very specific circumstances like this, I would have no problem granting him the use of a golf cart.
Obviously, there's a slippery slope here, and I'll get to that
in
a second.
Right.
But regarding Casey Martin, and you mentioned him, Pat, a birth defect in his leg prevented him from walking the course, but he had to sue the PGA Tour to use a cart. His case went through the courts, and Martin was granted the right to use a cart at the 1997 PGA Tour's Q School. He played on the Nike Tour in 1998. He won a tournament on the Nike Tour, and he tied for 23rd at the U.S. Open that year. He earned his PGA Tour card for the 2000 season by finishing 14th on the Nike money list in 1999, but he failed to keep his card. In 2001, he won his suit that went all the way to the Supreme Court, which allowed him to use a cart under the Americans with Disabilities Act. And currently, Casey Martin is a golf coach at University of Oregon. He's no longer playing professionally, competitively. Obviously, the PGA Tour fought Casey Martin a decade ago, and they lost. And so I think because of that experience, This time around, they're deciding to handle Eric Compton with kid gloves and obviously grant him the use of not only a golf cart, but this beta blocker as well. Here's where the slippery slope comes in. You know, I tend to think that competition is different from a working environment. I mean, you have a job and you have a profession, and I think obviously professional golfers, that's their profession as well, but I think there's a difference between being a professional golfer where your job is to compete and being a regular run-the-mill employee at a company where competition isn't really the true crux of what your job description entails. When you're talking about the Americans with Disabilities Act, I think that was written and drafted primarily to protect Americans who have disabilities, protect them in their workplace and their, you know, being able to perform their everyday jobs. And I think that there's a difference when you talk about an everyday job in corporate America and a job on a tour where competition is the crux. Now, having said that, I don't know that I disagree with this, but the slippery slope is this. Eric Compton obviously needs a golf cart to play golf, and it prescribed by a doctor. It's medically necessary, right? Beta blocker as well. Where the slippery slope comes in, where players, you know, who perhaps have high blood pressure, they could probably get a doctor's note from a doctor saying that they using a beta blocker for them to lower their blood pressure and to keep their nerves in check is conceivably medically necessary for them, but yet it's not as necessary for them to play versus they wouldn't even be able to play without it as it is for Eric Compton. That's the slippery slope. Where do we draw the line with players? I mean, because this opens the floodgates. Is it possible for players to get medical notes from their doctors for beta blockers that don't need it nearly as much as Eric Compton does?
No, that is an excellent point, and that's one I haven't thought out, and we would have to get into that a little bit more to determine, you know, where the line is drawn and how best can we regulate that in terms of, hey, this is an absolute necessity for this person. And for this person, it's just because he gets nervous.
Exactly.
My whole thing with, you know, that's something we could debate. The thing with just strictly on the golf cart, though, I'm more of the belief that this game is more determined by your swing. You're controlling your nerves and your swing and how you think. And that's why I don't think the golf cart is as essential. You can be in excellent shape. You can be in the greatest shape in the world. And if you can't put your swing on the ball the way you need to, I don't think whether you have a cart or whether you're walking, sure, you're going to get exhausted and all that. But man, like I've said, I've had a bunch of rounds where I am physically beat, but for whatever reason, I'm thinking clearly and I got the swing going and it's working. So I just don't think the cart aspect of it. Now, Jack Nicklaus disagrees with me, and I think Arnold Palmer does, but I just don't think the golf cart impacts as much as your ability to control your swing in pressure situations going down the stretch as a lot of people think. So that's why I'm not as adamantly opposed to a guy using a golf cart under these circumstances. Beta blocker is a different thing. The other thing I was going to say, Russ, is maybe, you know, as we go into kind of the dead season here with golf, getting like a Casey Martin on the show would be a good idea. See, you know, now it's been a couple of years and he's been removed from it. Does he think it was still a good decision? Did it help him immeasurably? You know, and maybe get his thoughts on this side. Those are the type of guests we can get on this show as we go into kind of the off season to discuss issues like this. Because you're right. I mean, guys will try. There's too much money involved. Guys will try to take advantage of the beta blocker thing.
Exactly. They're trying to push the envelope as far as they can.